live from San Francisco, California, USA, Earth, to all points north, south, east, west, and beyond. It's Key Radio.
Happy Laughter Day! And welcome to Bubba G, the Caveman, my special seat of comedy on Keen Radio, the official broadcast for Keen.com. My name is Bubba G, and I am a spiritual advisor on Keen and your host for today's program, the Bubba G's Laughter Factory Show. And Dr. Uma is my co-host as well. She's here as well to share her experiences with you. And if you'd like to receive from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7, 365 on Keen, go to keen.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $199 per minute and other yummy offers and packages that right now Keen is offering. And look out for those. And the God laughter, remember to laugh more. And Bubba G's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Bubba G's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got questions? I got answers. It's so easy, a kid man can do it. Thank you for joining my Sunday show. I am honored and happy to guide and serve you. Always love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Bubba G's here. I kick your crutches. All right. Dr. Uma has a few things that very shortly want to share with you from her, directly from her experiences. And so you can be benefited by that. Go ahead.
Thank you, Babaji, and thank you, everyone, for listening.
You're welcome.
Today I want to talk about unconditional love. I've come to realize from my direct experience that unconditional love, particularly coming into the place of unconditional, pretty much addresses every kind of problem that people go through when it comes to living life and having relationships with people and all of that. Let me explain from my own experience. It's very, much of the time in my life, I would react to what people come to me. I have to judge them for whether they're harmful to me or helpful. I mean, there's a lot of calculations I have to go through in order for me to protect myself. And I come to a point where I realize not only is that not practical, it's ultimately unworkable. So I have recently gotten into a place of just simply coming to unconditional love, which is basically loving without any reason for gain for myself. And so by doing so, I realize that I go to the point of making decisions that are always right for me, because nobody can hurt me from this place, and I'm in this place of unconditional love, because I'm not expecting anything from anybody. The only way that I would get hurt is if I have expectation and attachment. I feel like it's important to talk about this, as I sense that there's a lot of things that people try to calculate in their mind about how to live life. But my thought for the day is, if you love unconditionally, all those calculations turn to zero. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Dr. Uma. Well done. Hurrah. And I'm going to take some callers right now. Hello, hello. You're on air.
Hello, Babaji. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa Love. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello.
Say where you're from.
From Florida.
Okay.
Where the mosquitoes are.
Mosquitoes are, yes. Florida, the planet of mosquitoes. Yes, aliens. All right. Negative aliens. They're aliens. They are. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So, how you're hoping or coping?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, exactly. Go ahead. Give me your question, please. Thank you.
Thank you. My question is, I really don't want to do corporate 9-to-5 kind of job. And I just wanted to know if you see me doing something on a freelance.
Actually, yes, I do see you doing some freelance. It's going to get manifested sometime in this year, but a month before that, you're going to know about it and then materialize it. So anytime from now until, you know, a month or two, you get to know signs of manifestation of it. So, yeah, don't worry. It's going to happen. It's just in the store for you. Yep.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
You just
all right. That sounds good.
Worried, little anxious. Relax.
Yes, I am.
and have tranquility. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Yes.
And then, when you are in the Shanti mood, then everything actually falls into place, darling. In the end,
okay.
Everything is gonna come to fruition, to happen with Babaji. So be patient in life, and then things just come in a silver platter, gold platter to you.
Okay.
That way, yeah, you'll be very happy and help your spiritual and material life as well. So you'll be all right. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate
it. Okay, thank you so much.
You have a great Sunday. All right. Welcome.
You too. Take
care.
Good
night. Thank you. Laugh more. All right. Next caller in line, please. All right. You're on air. Hello. Hello. Yes. Name and place of your calling from. Go ahead. Hello. Yeah, take it easy. Go ahead. Your name, please.
Awesome.
Are you there?
I'm there. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Okay, your name for the audience, please. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Eileen.
Yes. Hi, Eileen.
Hi.
Yes. Go ahead and ask your question.
I'm sorry. I'm calling from New York. I wanted to
New
know
York
why
pizza.
I don't like this.
Yes. Yeah, New York pizza. Go ahead.
Why am I feeling so exhausted lately? I don't know if I need to lose weight or if I'm getting old or if it's my feet. I just, all the time, I feel like I'm just exhausted.
Right. It's not your fault. It's a combination of all of the above. And everything is getting, suppose do some cleansing, you know, eat lighter, it's summer, your body doesn't require that much calorie, and you get exhausted, and losing weight, I don't know, it helps a lot for not getting tired so quickly and going out of breath. If you go up the stairs or run a little bit, or you have to rush to get somewhere, or so it helps. Yes, and say hello to my puppies too.
Okay.
And also, you know, it's retrograde, and so that's why people are, generally speaking, you know, they're very antsy and restless, and the expectation bar goes up and people are more impatient in the traffic, especially in New York or Los Angeles. They just they lose their temper and they shoot at each other from their window. So we have seen that, you know. I've seen that with my own eyes in Los Angeles.
Oh my
God. So, people got shot dead.
Jeez.
Because the guy just lost his temper and somebody caught him in the front. So it is very important to remain calm and non-reactive and stay in the love space, you know, of your heart. And it's all, you know, practical stuff, but not that everyone would be able to do that. So it's that's why there is so much, you know, dynamic of danger, you know, in the air during retrograde times. And, you know, so you are conscientious, but then others not. So in other words, when I say, okay, drive, be careful of other people, other drivers, and not necessarily you. You can control your mouth, but how about others? So then, you know, keep your hands in your pocket, then you're safe and avoid situations, you know. So that's how you, and so, you know, drink well, and no sodas, eat well, you know, eat, I recommend always, you know, fruits and vegetables, like vegan diet, no more pizzas and all that, you know, sodas and Coca-Cola. And these are all bad for the human body. And so anything that is fattening, you know, sugar and cakes and pan, you know, these are bread and eggs and all these things are fattening. So that's why, you know, I recommend that people eat well and, you know, light, like once a day, you know, just main meal. That would be good at noon. So everybody wants to follow, that's fine. And then cleansing is very important as well. You know, these are just, there's nothing medical advice about it.
Yeah.
It's just the general maintaining your diet and health.
Mm-hmm.
It helps
mm-hmm.
you to have more peace of mind. And also your body, it helps your body as well. So yoga says mind and body complex is to be united in every moment. So that's how you're helping your body to help your mind. You help, you know, you ask your mind to help your body. So it just goes both ways. Yes, darling. So you got
your
answer, I believe. And that's great. Thank you so much
calling.
Okay. All right, really. Good night. Laugh more. Next person in line. Good night. I love you. Thank you. Next person. Oh, we got 90 seconds. We got 1 minute. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello, Babaji. It's Barbara.
Yeah, Barbara. Go ahead and ask your question. You got 1 minute. Thank you.
You bet. So I was just wondering, why does everything seem so weird these days?
Oh, you
like
got your answer from the previous client that I gave.
It's
retrograde. Everybody is, you know, antsy and like running, you know, over themselves, and that needs to be stopped. And Shanti needs to maintain within yourself, and so everything is going to be just fine and dandy. And you can do it. I know you have the potential to be non-reactive and everything is going to be fine. And thank you so much. We are out of time. We love you.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Love you guys.
And laugh more. Wish you all the best. Laugh more, please.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.